My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian. He is the Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. He's joined us at numerous times throughout the ongoing immigration debate. We want his reaction today to the President's comments on Meet the Press about the delay in his executive action on immigration, as well as some of his contentions about the current state of our southern border. And Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, glad to be here.
Well, this was the President's appearance on Meet the Press that we're talking about. Chuck Todd is the new host there. And the President asked about the fact that it now appears his executive action, whatever it's going to be, is going to come after the midterm elections instead of shortly after Labor Day, where we are right now. Here was how Chuck Todd phrased the question, and we'll look at the President's response in a couple different ways here.
What do you tell the person that's going to get deported before the election that this decision was essentially made in your hopes of saving a Democratic Senate?
Well, that's not the reason.
He says he's delaying it so he can get the American people on board and get more recommendations from his advisors. But then later he said this.
The truth of the matter is that the politics did shift midsummer because of that problem. I want to spend some time, even as we're getting all our ducks in a row for the executive action, I also want to make sure that the public understands why we're doing this, why it's the right thing for the American people, why it's the right thing for the American economy.
Mark, what are you hearing about why the President's doing what he's doing here?
There's a long, short-term and a long-term reason, both of which are political. The short-term reason is what Chuck Todd asked him. In other words, that if he were to amnesty unilaterally, lawlessly, millions of illegal aliens, which is what he's planning to do, the Democrats would lose the Senate. I mean, it would pretty much be guaranteed because it's already pretty close. And that would just be like throwing a hand grenade into the election, because Republican candidates would very plausibly be able to say, look, whatever you think about immigration, the president has no right to do this. This is rule by decree. This isn't democracy. So the first thing is the short-term goal of keeping Harry Reid as majority leader. But the longer-term, still political goal is that by doing this big amnesty before the election, he would make the midterm elections a referendum on amnesty and increased immigration, because that's part of what he's also going to do, is to lawlessly, unilaterally increase legal immigration just on his own without any vote from Congress, along with the amnesty. Anyway, by making it a referendum, making the election a referendum on his amnesty and immigration plans and then losing, sends a message to the public and to politicians that essentially, you know, the people have spoken and this is something they don't want. And politicians are going to say, whatever they think about the issue, they're going to say, look, you know, let's not touch this for a while. The people have really, reacted strongly when you tried this. Let's move on to other issues. Plenty of other stuff we have to do. So it would undermine not just the short-term Democrat control of the Senate, but potentially the longer-term prospects for getting, especially Republican, basically fooling enough Republican politicians into voting for the amnesty, because they would say, look, we're not going to be fooled. People have shown how angry they are about this.
We're talking with Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, you mentioned a couple different key provisions you expect to be in any executive action if the president actually does this, whether it's before or after the midterms. One is expanding legal immigration, and one, of course, is conferring legal status on an unknown number of people in this country illegally. Elaborate on those if you can, and what else do you think might be on the agenda?
Well, the amnesty part, which is what gets all the attention, there are a number of different, you know, categories of people the president or various staffers have suggested he might amnesty. And by amnesty, that's what I mean. They don't mean just putting off their deportation till tomorrow, looking the other way, like a police officer stops you for speeding and finds out you're not a criminal, the car's not stolen, you don't seem to be a jerk, so he said he let you go without writing you a ticket. That happens all the time. That's not what this is. What the president is suggesting is actually giving work authorization, work cards, social security numbers, all of that, driver's licenses to illegal aliens. That is an amnesty. And what they're talking about is giving it to the parents and siblings of people who got this DREAM Act amnesty, which he lawlessly announced 2 years ago, and potentially to all illegal aliens who have U.S.-born kids, which is several million, maybe even 4 million people. So so that's the first part, the one that gets everybody's attention. The legal immigration parts are this. It's kind of complicated. There's a lot of different pieces of it, but basically, it would be the president making up bogus interpretations of immigration law in order to dramatically increase the number of legal immigrants in the coming into the United States beyond the 1 million each year that we already get. Now, you may think that's a good idea. There are people who do. I don't, but that's a plausible position. But it's not for the it's not the president's decision to make on his own. It has to be enacted by Congress, not just basically decreed through an edict by the president.
Mark, let's talk now about the current state of the border. Obviously, the fact that the president tried to move on this action until he got blowback from not only conservatives and moderates, but the base of his own party, especially those in tough re-election fights. The ongoing crisis with the surge of relatively young people at the border and just the problems overall. Here's what the president told Chuck Todd about the current state of our southern border security.
Got a lot of attention. And a lot of Americans started thinking, we've got this immigration crisis on our hands. Now, the fact of the matter is that the number of people apprehended crossing our borders has plummeted over the course of the decade. It's far lower than it was 10 years ago. And in terms of these unaccompanied children, we've actually systematically worked through the problem so that the surge in June dropped in July, dropped further in August. It's now below what it was last year.
Essentially saying crisis resolved, Mark. What are the facts?
The numbers of these supposed unaccompanied minors have been going down in the summer. But the experts down in Central America itself, and we've been looking at some of the media coverage of this, have said, you know, part of the reason for this is just that the weather is really bad. I mean, you don't want to be walking through the desert in August, and that, you know, when it cools off some, the numbers could go up. They might not, but they could well go back up, number one. Number two, the president says he's, you know, they've resolved and worked through this border surge. Well, they've worked through it by letting tens of thousands of illegal immigrants stay. And supposedly they're going to have hearings, which they may or may not show up for, hearings that are scheduled now for 2017, 2018, 2019. Do you think some teenager who has a hearing 3 years from now is actually going to show up and say, okay, sir, yeah, you can deport me now? It's complete fantasy. What they did was wave in tens of thousands of illegal immigrants because they had the opportunity to do so. And the very fact that they did that is one more example of this administration's out-of-control lawlessness.
Finally, on the apprehension front, he's basically saying that there are far fewer people than a decade ago coming across our border illegally.
Well, that's almost certainly true. There's a couple of qualifications. One is the numbers were high before, partly because the same people were getting arrested over and over and over again, and that each time they got arrested was an extra number. Whereas now, increasingly, and this is something that started under Bush, people who are caught, regular people, are actually now prosecuted sometimes, depending on where they are on the border, criminally prosecuted for coming across the border, which is a federal crime. And what you're almost certainly seeing is a drop in the illegal crossings overall compared to, say, 10 years ago that isn't as big. In other words, a drop in the number of people coming across that isn't as large as the statistical drop because we're almost certain that the same people are not being arrested multiple times and jerking the statistics up. You see what I mean? So that it's one of these yes and no situations. The border isn't as bad as it used to be. We really do have some more capabilities there than we did 10 or 20 years ago, and that's a good thing. It's not like we wasted all of that money. It's just that we have so much fixing to do there that the idea we have now done everything we need to do to fix the border and fix the rest of our immigration system so that we can move on and amnesty the people who are already here, kind of clear the decks, that's absurd. We've got all kinds of things we still need to do, not just at the border, but at our airports and other places where immigration control is needed. Those things have to be done and finished before we can even talk about legalizing people who are here illegally.
Mark, we'll call time there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Mark Krikorian is the Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.